Hello everyone, this is Mr. Facts speaking from CGSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. How are you doing? How has your day been? How was work and everything? And how are you preparing for the weekend? Mine has been filled with madness and also craziness, but the job must go on. So, today's topic would be about transfer of positive impact, transfer of positive mindsets. Who are we transferring our positive ideologies to? It is to our staffs, it is to our children, it is to our subordinates in the different places we work in. But the major thing is this: you are transferring these positive ideologies because you want them to maintain it even after you are gone. Now, we've seen some companies, we've seen some families that have gone downward not because they are cursed, but because their parents did not transfer the positive ideologies they had towards the children. It's not like their parents were bad people. No, they were good people, probably good people with good ideologies, with good lives. However, they refused. They did not transfer those good lives. They did not transfer those good features that made them prosper to their kids. And this has made their kids to deviate from that good ideology to the bad ideologies, which has led to their family going on a downward spiral. Same as a company. A boss dies, God forbid, and his staffs, his children cannot maintain the company, and the company ends up going down. It's not because it is cursed, like I said the first time. It is because the boss, who had good features that maintained that company or pushed that company to the top, did not transfer his positive ideologies, did not transfer the features that he had to use to make sure that he maintained that company to the highest point, did not educate the staffs and the children about those positive ideologies he used to maintain that company. And this has led to the children, the staffs becoming ignorant of the ideologies to maintain that company, and it has led to the downfall of the company. What are positive ideologies? Positive ideologies are centered around moral and good behaviors. The fact is this: moral and good behaviors are the major part of what makes a positive ideology. They simply mean ideologies that promote and encourage good, positive behavior, attitudes, and outcomes. In a world that is filled with so much hate, manipulation, lies, and evil, having a positive ideology is one that is very important for everyone. You might be like, why? Why should I care if I have a positive ideology? After all, I have a job and I am making money for my family. Now, here comes the reason. One day you will have kids, and if you are unable to pass your positive ideology to them, they may not be as lucky as you to get away. That is, if you won't face your Waterloo soon with bad ideologies. The fact is this: what may be good for Mr. A may not be good for Mr. B. You might be like, after all, he will learn. But the fact is this: he may not be able to learn. He may not learn positive ideologies. He may not be as lucky as you. Your kids need your positive ideology. They need to be educated on they need to be educated about positive ideologies so that they will be able to make an impact in the world, so that after you leave this world, they would be able to make your family proud and proud again. They will be able to carry your family with pride. And not everyone gets away with having a bad attitude. Even being maybe teenagers, youths and everything, not everybody gets away with it. There are some that have ended up in jail. There are some that have changed maybe when they got older. But the fact is this, not everyone gets away with it. So it is very important for you to teach your kids the importance of having a positive character. The importance of having a positive character. Because if they have a positive character, people would admire them. People would praise you. People would be like, oh, Mr. A has really trained his kid to be very nice and to be very respectful. That is the idea. That is the idea of having a positive character. That is the idea of transferring that positive character to your kid or to your kids, as the case may be. It is because you want to establish a positive legacy, a legacy that will pass on from generation to generation, and with you being the standard that one should reach or should pass. Positive characters have a very good way of impacting the lives of your kids and even the people around them. They become trustworthy. They become trustworthy, honest citizens of the country. And if they become these kind of people, people want to associate with them, people want to bring in business plans for them because they believe that these are people I can trust. So it is very, very important for you to teach your kids how to behave well, to teach your kids how to have a positive character, because they will remember you. They will be happy because you taught them this thing. And if you have a company, if you have a business, they would run it well because they already have a good behavior. They already know how to run it because as you are teaching them positive characters, you can also teach them these kind of little things like that, how to run an organization with maximum honesty. If you teach them these things, everything about your family will develop. Everything about your family would speak unity, would speak positive impact. And it will go on and on and on and on until ends. So it is very important for you to teach your children, to teach your staffs, to teach your subordinates the importance of having a positive ideology, to teach them the ideologies, to teach them the ways to run a company, to run a family, to behave in the society at large. Many societies, groups have fallen today in a massive manner because the founders, the owners, did not transfer their positive ideologies. There are many companies, there are many families that have gone down the drain today, because not because they are cursed, but because they did not transfer those positive ideologies. They were more the fathers, the mothers, the owners were more bothered about the awards they got. They were more bothered about the personal achievements. They weren't bothered if the people after they are gone would imbibe those good features that has made them to get those awards today. They weren't bothered about that. The time they should have used to do this. They focused more on getting more and more money and awards, leaving their staff and children ignorant of how they made the money or even got those awards. The greatest thing that can ever happen to a man or a woman today is after you are gone, your children are maintaining the standard. Your children are maintaining that good character you have. Your children are maintaining those good features you have used to build the organization. That is the greatest thing that can happen to a man. You might get all the awards today, but if you do not transfer your ideologies to your staffs and your children, in the next, probably after you are gone, in the next 5 to 10 years, those awards that you have gotten in the past might become a past tense. In fact, people may no more remember. And what they will remember is probably the downfall of the person's company. No one wants that. Please, it is very important you transfer, you teach your staff, you teach your children the importance of having a positive ideology. Positive ideology to run a company, positive ideology to run a family, positive ideology of how to behave in the society, how to cope in the society, how to make an impact in the society. In the process, the only thing their staff have to see about the founder is probably the time he is scolding them or the time he is showcasing frustration. He eventually dies and those awards do nothing for him. People brag about his achievements while he was alive, but neither his children nor staff are able to replicate the ideologies he used to make the company grow to the height it has attained. And in the end, they pull it down due to negligence and ignorance. It has happened so many times. Forget the companies now. Let us talk about families. There are times that the father, the mother did not teach their kids the importance of good behavior. And eventually, when they passed on, the kids ended up selling those houses and squandering the money gotten from that sale. The kids ended up becoming problems to the society. It is very important to teach your children good character, to teach your staffs good character. Your staffs too need to be taught, because these are the people that will maintain your organization. It could be when you are probably tired, or it could be when you just want to travel for vacation and need somebody to maintain your organization while you have traveled for vacation. You will need people who are trustworthy. You will need people who are honest. You will need people who are knowledgeable of the features you have used to maintain your organization. Because that way, they will maintain it better. They would even do better than what you have done. It is very important you teach, you transfer your positive ideologies to your subordinates or to your children or to even your family members. Or even all of them. Because everyone needs a helping hand. It could be that your children are facing challenges and they need an advice. They will need to go to your family members. To get those advice, to get the advice they need. They will need a rest. They will need a resting shoulder. A shoulder to rest on, I mean. That's the idea of transferring positive ideologies. You create better people. You create better people and create a better society. You will make an impact. This is very important, because you would have a positive legacy. They will be like, "That man, I remember that guy. That guy taught me the importance of trustworthiness. That guy taught me the importance of maintaining money. That guy taught me the importance of being firm when facing challenges. he would remember you, she would remember you. They would constantly remember you. And that is the idea of positive ideologies. Even after you are gone, when you are alive, they would remember you. If you are alive, there's a possibility that you will get better and better. Because if people keep on saying that, oh, I know Alexander, he's somebody that taught me how to be nice, he taught me how to behave good. And they'll be like, oh, who is that? Is that Alexander? Oh, please, can you recommend him? Can you send me his number so that I have something for him? That is the idea. That is the positive legacy. It is like your report card. People will read it and be like, yeah, this guy is firm. This guy is trustworthy. That is the idea. We have so many stories as the one I just mentioned. And the fact is, people feel it is some sort of curse or unfortunate circumstance that has surrounded the company. No. Instead, it boils down to one making sure that while he is the boss of a company, he makes his staff and children know his positive ideologies and how he has used them to make his life and company better and better. It is very important. It is very important. It is very, very important. This is something people ignore. This is something people ignore, and I don't blame them, because the world is designed in such a way that it seems like it's every man for himself. No, it is not actually every man for himself. That child, that staff, that child that you are teaching could end up teaching another child that could end up teaching another child. And if that continues, you are making the society a better place. You are making the world a better place. You are changing people's ideologies to the positive path. So imagine how the world will look like. Imagine how the society will look like. Imagine how businesses will look like. Imagine how the future of businesses will be. We would have people of integrity. We would have children who grow up to be more, to have the character of integrity, honesty, accountability. You would make legends. They would say, oh, Alexander Campbell, the son of Joseph Campbell, taught me this. You have made an impact. That singular act of preaching the importance of positive ideologies to your subordinates, to your staffs, to your children, would go a long way in benefiting the society. So it is very important you do this. It's very important you do this, because you are impacting the society. You are making the world a better place. Thank you very much for listening as we go on a commercial break or radio break, as the case may be.
Unknown, I never made any ripples, and now the well is spent, and nobody carries nickels. Sometimes beauty peaks in the valley of a graceful defeat. Sometimes it's best to recognize details in the incomplete. Delete them demons, swimming thick in the meat of meaning. Hands bleeding, trying to defragment the feeling.
Oh, now that I have winter swells in a black ink hell. But oh well, sometimes I can't tell where the memories fell or demons dwell. Keep me guessing, words a mess in a brand new summer dress. Stay stressed over forgotten situations, don't obsess. A blessing and a curse, inverted reality and unrehearsed. Coming back to the same situations with new blood, caution and patience. But I'm still waiting, the cycle of man feeling more and more dated. Bullying values, like are we recycled or just wasted? Resonant chamber where men fight. An infallible fiction where things are alright and nobody dies. It hits hard like old scars of calcified flesh. No hope left, nope, just felt better when removing the mesh. Petrified stress, stuck in stone or deboned the mess. I digress, just trying to extract the marrow from the chest. And that's life, trying to carve a sculpture from a dull knife. Never abandon the fight until you're satisfied it's right.
Welcome back. This is Mr. Fact speaking from CGSF Radio 90.1 FM. How was the break? And hope you people enjoyed it. Now, I've told you about transfer of positive ideologies and the fact that you need to transfer your positive ideologies and ensure that you make other people learn. Now, the idea is this: learn the importance of good values and having a good character. Now, the question is, how do we transfer positive ideologies to the people after us? The first one is leading by example. If you do not have good ideologies, if you do not have a good character, then you possibly cannot transfer any good character to the people after you, to your subordinates, to your staffs, to your kids. You need to have a good character. You need to be honest. You need to be to have integrity. You need to have good features. You need to have that character that people would admire, that people would look up to, for people to be able to be like, okay, yeah, we'll listen to this man, we'll listen to this woman. So you need to lead by example. The second one is to communicate clearly. You need to communicate clearly with your kids. You need to be playful with your kids. You need to socialize with your kids. You need to create that close bond with your staffs and your kids and your subordinates, because it is there and then that they would be like, when the time comes to talk to them, then they will want to listen to you because you are somebody they rely on. You are somebody they trust. So it is very, very important for you to communicate clearly with people. The first one was lead by example. The second one is communicate clearly. The third one is listen to other people's perspectives. In order to know what to correct in some people's lives, you need to first of all listen to what they think about life. What do they think about? What do they think should happen in this scenario? What do they think should happen when this happens? It is very important that you listen to people's perspectives. You listen to people's ideologies first before you know where and what to correct in their lives. Where do you have the positive ideology? Where do you want to correct? What negative aspect, what negative character do you want to correct in their lives at that point? The first one was lead by example. The second one was communicate clearly. The third one is listen to other people's perspectives. And what we are talking about here is, how do we transfer positive ideologies to the people after us? The fourth one.